up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, great old-time records, for another hour here at the Oompa Hour. We do it every week. If you're counting, that's 177 hours of polka music so far on the Oompa Hour over time. Holy cow, that's a lot of records. And we got another stack of them to play for you today, including, of course, the old-style waltz, which we're playing every week until I can't stand it anymore. So look forward to that coming up again in the program this week, all you waltzers and people who appreciate a record that's a little bit crazy. Let's start off with a little polka joy, shall we? Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys.
Joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see dad and mom waving, saying, come on, this polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. How can you sit around with this great polka sound? Play us this song, it's for. We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
With the Harmony Boys, and oh boy, it's polka joy. You can't argue with logic like that, I guess. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show, and a bunch of records to play for you again, like we do every week. And it's kind of good, because if you remember last week, I was complaining because I was having trouble pushing the start button on turntable number one because I had injured my shoulder falling up the stairs when I thought the refrigerator repairman was at the door, and he wasn't. And that's a whole nother story that I have no updates for this week. But I noticed this week my shoulder still hurts like a son of a gun, but I can much more readily make it to the start button for turntable number one this week than I could last week. So I'm very, very happy about that. In fact, let's utilize turntable number one right now with Happy Richie and his Royal Airs. This is the Lovesick Polka.
Bywał.
There you go. Happy Richie and his Royal Airs there. And the Lovesick Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, spinning the old-time records. Hey, remember, you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour many ways. If you have a telephone, smartphone, texting device, phone calling device, whatever, 218-259-2985. Kind of a hotline into the Oompa Hour. You may also text to that number as well. Of course, you can email us here, oompahour@aol.com. And you're welcome to join us on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So by all means, feel free to get in touch with us. I guess as long as I'm yakking here, I may as well talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and issue for them an invitation to come pay him a visit. It's really a pretty amazing place, especially if you dig old-time music and accordions and concertinas. They have over 1,400 instruments on display at the museum. They have a lot of historical information, documentation, advertising, music, and things of that nature. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have all kinds of events scheduled. I realize we're getting down toward the end of the traveling season, and the events for the year kind of taper off here, but you can still check it out. Look at it online. You can see a lot of photos, and you'll just go, I've got to see this in person. You will. You'll say that when you see it. Worldofaccordions.org is where you can find them on the internet. Check it out there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. You know, it's just across the bridge from Duluth, and once you're in Duluth, you may as well shoot right up the north shore of beautiful Lake Superior and take in all the great state parks and waterfalls and hiking trails and groovy stuff that's up that way, too. So check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you can find more information. Joe Fidor, I believe, is the correct pronunciation, and the Invictas, which I believe was not an Invicta, a Buick. I'm pretty sure there was the Buick Invicta. Joe Fidor and the gang, anyway, and the Life is Good polka.
Hej, dobrze jest moje życie, życie bez ciebie. Hej, dobrze jest moje życie, życie bez ciebie. Ja se piję i tańcuję, jestem wesoły. Ej, dobrze jest moje życie, życie bez ciebie. Mam pieniądze i ubranie, ładne dziewczyny. Mam pieniądze i ubranie, ładne dziewczyny. Ja se piję i tańcuję, jestem wesoły. Mam pieniądze i ubranie, ładne dziewczyny. Jestem wesoły. Mam ja życie, dobre życie, gdzie nie żałuję.
All right, there you go, Joe Fidor and the Invictas and the Life is Good Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And that was a whole bunch of Polish-style records in a row, wasn't it? We better mix it up here, throw a couple of German records on here, and then see what else we can find from there. Gotta always try to mix it up. I don't know how I did three Polish-style in a row. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's kind of wild here. Jolly Lumberjacks here. This record's got a lot of miles on it, so that's how you know it was a really great record, is because whoever's owned it over the last 40 or 50 years played it a lot, so it's got to be a great one. Jolly Lumberjacks on Soma Records out of Minneapolis, which is actually Amos backwards. Amos Hilliarcher owned the record company, and he named the record company after himself by using his first name backwards for Soma. It's amazing. Here's the Jolly Lumberjacks. This is the Roller Coaster Polka. Well, they have it, Roller Coaster Polka with the Jolly Lumberjacks on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and a well-experienced record, as we like to say, in the really beat-up, worn-out record business. So you know it was a great song. It got played a lot. Now we seem to have had a misfiling, a record-filing mishap here on the Oompa Hour. because I pulled out, you know, I've told you before, I color code all the records. I put them in different colored sleeves. These are mostly 45s we play on the show. And I put them in yellow or gold, if you will, sleeves for Polish style. I put them in green sleeves for German style. And I put them in red sleeves for Slovenian and Czech and other. And I grabbed a green sleeve expecting a German record. And I'm getting Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, which clearly belongs in a red sleeve. Which means somewhere in with the red records is a record that should be in a green sleeve. This is very confusing. I was going to go with two German styles in a row here, and I grabbed Frankie Yankovic in the wrong color sleeve. So at this point, we may as well just go ahead and play the Henrietta Polka.
For me, no other one but Henrietta will ever share their love with me. To tell the things I like about her will take until the end of time. There's only one like Henrietta, and Henrietta's mine, all mine. Fat for me, I'll always be her Tootsie Wootsie. She'll always be my turtle dove. I'll always love my Henrietta, 'cause there's so much of her to love.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with the Henrietta Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I'm going to have to put this back in the incorrect German sleeve because I can't find the proper red sleeve that the record belongs in. Oh, well, I just realized that I am doing the show today, and I'm actually wearing a polka T-shirt. I always wear T-shirts, but I'm wearing my T-shirt today is from the Shimoleski's Polka Fest held at Black Bear Casino here in Minnesota back in June 1st and 2nd in 2012. And that T-shirt came up in my T-shirt pile. It's got a couple of bears on the cover. I think they're bears on the front doing the polka. I should take a picture of me in my shirt and put it on our Facebook page. That would be a selfie, and that would be ridiculous. I'll see if I can figure it out. I make no promises. All right, what's over here? I forget now. Oh, Gene Quisdala and his orchestra doing the Bavarian Schottische.
Thank you.
There you go. We have Gene Guisdala and his orchestra. That is the Bavarian Schottische here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We get together every week. If you're just joining us or you ran into the program for the first time and you're like, hey, old-time music, I can dig it. Yeah, we do this every week. Wherever you happen to be listening to, they probably do it every week about this same time. So check us out. You know, follow us around on the interwebs or the radio stations or wherever you happen to run into the program. And I'll have you know that during that record, it took the whole record, but I did manage to take a selfie of myself sitting here with my 5 years old, I guess. It's a vintage t-shirt from the Shmuleski Polka Fest back in 2012. Let me see here. That does look like me, son of a gun. I'm going to see if I can't figure out how to put this on the Facebook page. So if you want to look at it, it's facebook.com/TimZumpaHour is where you find it. So we'll put the phone back over there. We don't want it ringing while we're doing the show. And Art Walunas and his orchestra. I like it. It says Art Walunas and then in parentheses his orchestra. Like they're kind of an afterthought. This is No Beer in Heaven.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In him that gives kind beer, from drinking with us here, dancing for Nickmare here, done drinking the Andranunzer beer.
That in my record lineup here, I have three beer songs in a row. And if you were to look up the Chardon Polka Band online or look them up on YouTube, they're one of my all-time favorite contemporary polka bands. The Chardon Polka Band. They have a little video presentation they do about how beer is in every single thing that has to do with polka music. Because the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should start getting a drum roll in here for this. Doesn't really work on the countertop, but once again, as we have every week for several weeks and will continue to do until I can't stand to listen to it anymore, it's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. Say it with me. Time once again for the old style waltz. Ah, yeah. Style waltz, played by that old style band. That's to this old style waltz, in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl, hand me an old style beer. Around and around me the world. Hearts, but is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in a
old-fashioned way. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old dialogue. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old style waltz played by an old style band. Try this old style waltz and you will agree it's grand.
Style Vaults there. It cracks me up every time. Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That record goes right back into the sleeve and right back on the shelf so we can play it again next week, by golly. Speaking of the shelf, I got this on the shelf. I'm going to mention this one more time on the show because then I think it'll be too late. The International Polka Association is having their 49th annual International Polka Association Festival and Convention over Labor Day weekend, which is September 1st through 3rd at the Millennium Hotel in Buffalo, New York. If you want to find out more, you can go to the ipapolkas.com. That's their website. They're on Facebook, too. A lot of bands playing freeze-dried, polka method. Stephanie will be playing. The IPA tribute band, The Project. Lenny Gamolka, Chicago Push, one of my favorites, will be there. The Polka Country Musicians, another one of my favorites. The News will be there, along with a bunch of others here. So if you're looking for something to do, you could probably call them up. I bet they'd let you in. I don't know that you'd still get a hotel room. But you could probably find one in the area. Anyway, 49th Annual International Polka Association Festival and Convention Labor Day Weekend, Millennium Hotel, Buffalo, New York. More information at ipapolkas.com. And now I'm officially putting that little note in the wastebasket because it's getting too close for you to sneak in that kind of traveling. All right, I told you, somehow I wound up with three beer songs in a row. And here's the next one, Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra. This is the Bartender song.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had one on the house.
One on the house.
I know the bartender, he and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's when the friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Bartender with the curly hair. When When I want one for the road, he says you've had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had, one on the house.
One on the house.
Bartender down the street, they call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy, he never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house.
Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra, the Bartender song. You know, I played that song by many different bands, and they all have a different title for it, it seems like. But anyway, Dick Rogers calling it the Bartender song here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show as we jump over to turntable number one, where Johnny Vadnell awaits to do Who's Gonna Love You?
Back again, but darling, even though our parting makes me blue, I wish the best of luck to you. Although I can't help wondering who, yes, who.
Who's gonna kiss you, who's gonna hug you, who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand, who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you, who's gonna hug you, who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone? You, who's gonna hug you, who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand, who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you, who's gonna hug you, who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone?
Johnny Vadnell there, who's gonna love you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I did it. I figured out how to put the picture of me with this spiffy Shimoleski Polka Fest t-shirt on the Facebook page. So if you do that Facebook thing, be sure to check it out, all right? Other than that, nothing to report from here in beautiful northern Minnesota this week, except really not much. My shoulder feels better. The refrigerator's still not fixed. What else is going on? The knee surgery I told you about has been indefinitely postponed. That's a long story I'm not going to get into because we don't have that kind of time. Got a new boat. Got out in the new boat. That was fun. My grandson thought it was pretty cool once he acclimated to the idea of going faster than 3 miles an hour. So all in all, been a pretty exciting week up north, as they say. Ray J and the Carousel's over here now. This is the Walking with Mary Polka.
Ja po słońce trzyma
I have it. That's how Walking with Mary Polka there, and that's Ray J and the Carousels on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show here. Remember, you can always call us. You can email us. How do you do that? Oh, yeah, 218-259-2985 if you'd like to leave a message on the automatic phone answering gizmo, or you can text to that number as well. You can email us, oompahour at AOL.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Any of those will get it to us. Don't forget to check out my brand-new selfie of me sitting here at the controls with my five-year-old Shimoleski Polka Fest T-shirt on that I actually wore to work today. People are like, oh, look at that shirt, polkas, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, well, they don't know how much fun this is. Now, you know, we always do a waltz in the show, and I've been playing the old-style waltz by Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra every week now for like 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going to keep playing it because I'm not sick of it yet. But I don't really feel that I can count that as our official waltz for the show because it's a bit of a novelty number, and I feel like a more sincere waltz is in order. So I have the Frankie Kramer Orchestra here and the Wandering Waltz.
Twas way back when I said I love you, we had to part, but not for long, dear. With hopes and dreams just meant for me to, 'twas then I knew I needed you.
Frankie Kramer Orchestra, the Wandering Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show where the waltz may be wandering to. I have no idea. But I find this next record amusing for many, many reasons. First of all, it's from Texas. We don't have a lot of old-time records from Texas, and we should, because there's a very vibrant, great old-time music scene in Texas, and for some reason, the Texas records never seem to make it up here to northern Minnesota. So if you know people down around Texas way, that have some great old-time records, we need to find those people. But this is St. Paul's Bullfrog, and St. Paul, of course, is in Minnesota, unless they're talking about St. Paul as in biblical times, and I really don't know. It's called St. Paul's Bullfrog, and it's by the Little Fishermen of Texas, and I always wonder if this is perhaps a bass clarinet doing the bullfrog sounds. I really don't know, but it's a fun record.
Thank you.
Ah, you gotta love it, huh? St. Paul's Bullfrog, the little fisherman of Texas, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, cranking up the old-time records every week here on the program. And I don't believe we've had Jake Durlink on the show before. I don't recall introducing his record anyway. Jake Durlink, this is the Singing Hills Polka. Jake Durlink and the Singing Hills Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I see we're just sailing toward the end of the show already, aren't we? Wow. How time flies here. Still time for a few more records. We'll get him in here in a little bit. Have Elmer Scheid coming up for you next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, looks like we're going to sneak in a couple of more records here anyway on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. Elmer Scheid is up next. This is the Two Eddies Polka. Shied there, the Two Eddies Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Heading into the wrap-up here, actually, but I want to remind you, if you're digging the Oompa Hour, you can seek us out and find us. And remember to come back to where you are now and listen to it again next week, because we always have another show coming up the next week, you know, because that's why it's a weekly show. It's an amazing thing. Anyway, boy, I think we're going to wrap it up with these cats over here, the Pennsylvania Good Times and the Son of a Minor Polka.
Son of a miner, and my father's father was a miner too. Yes, there's jobs for a man a whole lot finer, but that's the only job I ever knew. We went down, down, down the rock, went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? I recall the day that my darling, she told me she was fruitful, but I laughed. Then I waved goodbye to my darling for that long, dreary journey down the shaft. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? God up in heaven, and I know he always answers our prayers. When we stand in that doorway to heaven, it's our faith that will climb the golden stairs. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day?
And that's the Pennsylvania Good Times there, Son of a Miner Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as another show comes to a close already. Don't forget, drop us an email if you think about it. OompaHour@AOL.com. We'd love to get your cards and letters, even if they're fake virtual ones.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back, do it all over again next week with another stack of records. So join us then. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!